left out discussing the sugya of Hayim and Aleph, where the Gemara questions that minayin sha'af b'shtar, that how do we know that shtar can be used for the purpose of kedushin? And the Gemara suggests that perhaps we can derive this a kavachomer of kesef. The kesef is a motzi but machnis. Therefore, shtar shemotzi yodim shemachnis. And the Gemara says that no, that kesef has the unique feature shekein podem b'hetesh u'maiser sheni, unlike the case of shtar. So we pointed out again to begin that there is a kiddush that you find in the Gemara, that the Gemara assumes that pidyon hekdesh and maiser sheni would be a yochiyah to demonstrate that the kinyan kesef is something which is very universal, and therefore one cannot necessarily assume that if kesef works, certainly shtar would work. Apparently you see from the Gemara that the method by which pidyon hekdesh functions is a form of a kinyan kesef. The reason this is a chiddush is because one lechora could have assumed that pinyon in that respect is a very different form. It's not a kinyan kesef, but rather a form of a hatfasa, of a zetach hazeh, of havaras kedusha, that when a person is poder, so you transfer kedusha, which is on a particular chayfetz, to ma'oz. However, a poshab shat megmar would appear that this is not the case, but rather it functions as a form of a kinyan kesef, and therefore if the kinyan would work in that instance, therefore you cannot necessarily assume a kavachomer that kinyan kesef and kolshk in a case of shtar. And we pointed out that various rayas to assume that this indeed is the case, cases of hona or cases of rashi shita within Rabbi Yochanan, the source of most konos, the sugim bav metzia and daf mevav, that the most konos b'chol Torah kula is derived from the case of pinyon hekdesh. Again, that's a chiddush, not for sugya, because there seem to be differences between pinyon hekdesh as opposed to mos konos. It certainly is a chiddush what Rashi writes in Bava Metzia, that the entire source of mos konos stems from cases of pinyon hekdesh. When one is pod hekdesh, for example, v'nosan ha-kesef, kesef is good. We don't assume the shava kesef generally is good, or cases of karka and so on, but nonetheless, that is true when it comes to a kinyon kesef generally. Then we pointed out again issues of mafgim ide shibud, assuming Rashi Shita where it's so clear that the function of kinyan kesef is really a haknami hekdesh, that kedusha's berak avayis has kedusha because it is mamon hekdesh, and therefore pidyon works simply as a buyback from hekdesh, and therefore we understand why it is that the Gemara can derive a kinyan kesef from these particular cases. So again, the Gemara says the following, that this is unique when it comes to instances of kesef, and asna kesef akamlo. However, this is not true when it comes to a case of shtar. Shtar would not work when it comes to pinyon hekdesh. What type of shtar would we be referring to when the Gemara says that tomer b'shtar? So who we pointed out? Rashi, as opposed to the case of the Rashba. Rashi writes the following, that the case of shtar is im kosef the gizbar shtar amos pidyon hekdesh. In other words, this is a case of a shtar hischaivus. A person is going to perform an act of pidyon hekdesh, and the pidyon hekdesh, again, ultimately money is going to be paid for that purpose. However, the shtar is written as a shtar hischaivus. So I'll go ahead and I will write a shtar to the gizbar that I am going to be poder, right? This certain amount of money, I am mechayev myself to do so, and that should serve as a form of pinyan hekdesh. Good, ishtar hischaivos. The Rashba questions how, in fact, this could possibly be true. The Rashba in Dibur Maaseh Malakesef, he quotes Rashi, and he writes ve'ena mechuvah, that how can that be? In other words, we're looking for a case of ishtar hischaivos. We want to show you that this works when it comes to kedushin, and the raya of kedushin should come from this instance. The Gemara says that no, this type of shtar would not work when it comes to a case of pinyan hektish. No, because pinyan hektish is kesef and ashtar. So the Rashba writes ve'ena mechuvah, after all, because ki haygavna filu beisha ina mekudeshes. That type of shtar, shtar hischaivos, is not going to work when it comes to kedushin as well. So therefore, what type of shtar we're referring to that the Gemara says no, you cannot derive and assume this should be legitimate in our case, because this type of shtar is not going to function when it comes to cases of pidyon hekdesh. What type of shtar is it? A shtar hischaivos. So the Rashba writes a shtar hischaivos is not going to work when it comes to kedushin. Let's assume the Rashba continues and says, "Ha'omer le'isha, harei at mekudeshes li b'mana, and u'mechayiv ani atzmilach b'shtar b'osamana." A comparable case. You want to be mekadesh yisha with a certain amount of money, and you present the woman with a shtar hishchayvus. So in that case, the Rashba writes, obviously, "Ainu mekudeshes." That's not good when it comes to kedushin as well. So how would that be an example of something where in Kedushin it does work? It's the question, what is the Makar? And in Piyim it does not work. The Rashba writes that type of Shtar would not work in Kedushin as well. How do you know that that doesn't work? The Rashba refers it to the Gemara later in Abches. That's comparable to a case of Mashkon. The Gemara says that if you have a case of a person is Machayiv himself, and he gives the Isha, right, a Mashkon, so that's where the Gemara says, Mana Ein Kan, Mashkon Ein Kan. So the Rashba writes in this particular case, Mana Ein Kan, Shtar Ein Kan. No? And therefore, this would not work whatsoever. Even though, when it comes to a chiyuv reshibud in general, this would function. Let's assume I want to go ahead and be mechayiv myself, right, to pay you a sum of money. And I write the shtar hischayvos. So that type of shtar is legitimate. The Rashba writes that even though b'ki ha'gavna, if mechayiv mana b'chavero and v'kostlo shtar alav, hareza mishtabe, that does create a shibud. But nonetheless, that is not good when it comes to Kedushin. So the Rashba writes, it's true that you can be mechayiv yourself a sum kesev with a shtar, but that's not going to work when it comes to Kedushin. So therefore, obviously, that cannot be what our Gemara is referring to. So what is it? What type of shtar we're referring to in our Gemara? Not a shtar hischayvus, but a shtar kinyan. Right? Where a person wants to be mekadesh an isha with a shtar, the Torah shtar kinyan. Not a shtar hischayvus, a shtar kinyan. And that's the chiddush of our Gemara, that even though a shtar kinyan works when it comes to kedushin, a shtar kinyan will not work when it comes to the kinyan hekdesh. So the very shtar that works in kedushin is not going to work when it comes to kinyan hekdesh. That's the case of a shtar kinyan. We pointed out again when we were giving our list of cases that apparently you see that when it comes to kinyan hekdesh, it's not a hatfas of zetach hazeh, but rather it is a hakna. So one of the rayas was this line in the Rashba, that one would have thought, if not for the pasuk of Anasana Kesef Akamlo, that a shtar would work for Pidyon Hekdesh. A shtar works when it comes to Yishus, a shtar would work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh. Mehechatesi, a shtar should work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh. And therefore, no, the pasuk says, Anasana Kesef, that Kesef yes, and shtar not. If it's a shtar hischavis, I understand. But if it's not a shtar hischavis, it's a shtar kinyan. Isn't that a chiddush to assume that you need a pasuk to tell us that a shtar kinyan doesn't work when it comes to pidyon hekdesh? If you assume pidyon hekdesh is a chalipin, no? It's a hatfasa, zetach hazeh. Where's the zetach hazeh? No? A person goes ahead and gives the gizbar a shtar, and as a result, what? The chepetz is yotzei l'chulin, and what becomes hekdesh as a result? Nothing. So apparently you see, again, just bearing out our point, that Pidyon Hekdesh is a form of a Haknami Hekdesh, and therefore, at least there is a Hapamina to assume, according to the Rashba, that if a Shtar Kinyan can function as a method of Hakna, so Shtar Kinyan should work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh as well. And even though the obvious question is, so where is the Hatfasa? Where is the transfer? What becomes Kodesh? No. If it simply is a Hakna Mirshus Hekdesh, maybe one could envision that that Hakna can be accomplished by a Shtar Kinyan. This is an important machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, how they understand the Gemara, but perhaps even more importantly, right? When a shtar hischayvus work when it comes to cases of kedushin, the Rashi writes absolutely not, and that can't be the havamina of the Gemara, but rather referring to a case of a shtar kinyan. Why is it that it's so obvious that such a shtar hischayvus did not work when it comes to kedushin? So as mentioned, the Rashi quotes the Gemara, hiskachli b'mana and b'niach l'mashkon. That's no good, because what did the woman get? She didn't get the kesef, she didn't get the mashkon. So in such a case, mana in kan, mashkon in kan. So therefore, the Rashba writes as an analogy, v'adinami, mana in kan, shtar in kan. Is that an analogy? What the Gemara says in Daf Ches, that mana in kan, mashkon in kan, hu hadinami, that mana in kan, shtar in kan. Why is it? We'll have to see the sugya of Daf Ches at greater length when we get to that sugya. But just very simply, why is it, if he's kachli b'mana v'niach l'mashkon, why is it that we assume that there's no kedushin? Mana in kan, mashkon in kan. So this is a fundamental machlokas. The Ran quotes in Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Daf Yarif, two different deos, machlokas between the Ramban and the Raivin, why in fact that is no good in the case of mashkon, why we assume that mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan. The Ramban assumes the following chiddush. You know why that's no good? Are you allowed to create his chayvus in such a fashion? I go and I say, I owe you $100. So in such a case, let's assume Toshim Shas, but that's not binding. No doubt, the person makes an assertion. He says he'll do something. So good. Pain shachatiya b'tzedek. You should keep your word. But is there a shiva to his chayvus and dina mamonos? When I just simply say that, I will give you $100? No. Something more is necessary. No, a kinyan must be made to consummate, to concretize that level of das. So how do you do so? So let's assume, for example, I make a kinyan chalipin. So we learned earlier, of course, a kinyan chalipin is makayim kol davar. Chalipin is used when it comes to metalton, chalipin is used when it comes to shtar, when it comes to karka. Chalipin can be used to create his chayvos. What about mashko? A person goes ahead and says, I obligate myself to pay you $100 and here is a mashka. Here is a mashka. Does that mean anything? Is there a hischaivus? There is no hischaivus. So these are two deis that the Ran quotes. The Ran quotes the view of the Ravid that you cannot create the hischaivus ayde mashka. That doesn't do anything. If I say, I owe you $100 and here is a mashka, that doesn't create the shibud in dina mamonos. A mashkum cannot be used to create his chayvus whatsoever. That's how the Rashban, that's the chiddush that the Ravid writes. This is what the Ran comments of a Ravid pirish dachik or money in kanshrei lo nischayiv labo mili domininu. There's no mischaibus as a result of that statement. And also mashkonami in kan. Lo kanyile mashkon mimini. Mashkon cannot be used to go and decree his chaibus whatsoever. So obviously, if you're makadish and isha with a mana, and you don't give her a mana, and you give her a mashkon, nothing is accomplished, of course, in a mekudeshes. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes that's not true, that you can create the his chaibus ayide mashkon. If I go ahead and say that I am a chayv myself mana, that's meaningless. But if I give you a mashkon, mashkon is a legitimate way of creating a full shibud and creating his chayvus. So the question is, well, according to the Ramban, why is that not considered to be a kedusha then? You can create a his chayvus. So the Ramban comes up with a very different reason, despite the fact that there is indeed a his chayvus, normally ayyadei mashkon, here it's not going to work. Why is that true? Because akati ogid gabe, it is still literally bound to him. There wasn't any matan maos as of yet. The osa mana shuhu mekadesh bo, akati ogid gabe. The kesef kedushin to ogid the gabe bal, lo kesef kedushin hu. There wasn't a matan maos. There wasn't a kesef kedushin. Even though you can create his chayvus al yedei mashkon, but you can't marry with the his chayvus. That mouse is still bershus habal, and therefore there was no matan mouse to be used for the purpose of kedushin. There's a world of difference between the Ramban as opposed to the Ravid. According to the Ramban, despite the fact that mashkon can be used to create his chayvus, nonetheless there's a chisan which is called ogid gabei. The maos are still with him, and therefore, how can you argue that's called kesef kedushin? According to the Ravid, no, there's no chisron of agid gabei. The reason that money in kan mashkin kan is because you cannot create his chavos whatsoever. The guy can walk; he hasn't obligated himself. The nafkamina between the Ramban and the Ravid then could be the following: what happens if you have a case of our instance, the Rashba? Shtar his chayvus, not mashkon, a shtar. A person goes ahead and is machayiv himself, and that is presented, that's manifest in the shtar. Here, everyone agrees that shtar can be utilized to create his chayvus. Even though it's machlok, it's the Ramban and the Ravid, as to whether mashkon is sufficient, but a shtar certainly can be used. But according to the Ramban, there's no difference between a shtar as opposed to mashkon. The problem with mashkon was not that you can't create such a hischaivos. The problem with Mashkon is that Agigabei would be true when it comes to Shtar as well. You have a Shtar Yischaivos, of course the Shtar can be used to get Yischaivos. But as of yet there was no Matanmos, in such a case the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. Not true according to the Ravid Shita. If the Chisaron of that Sugi of Manenkin Mashkon and Kan is Mashkon cannot be used to create a Yischaivos at all, so in such a case there's a world of difference between Mashkon as opposed to a Shtar. A Shtar creates a Yischaivos. And therefore, perhaps that can be used for the purpose of Kedushin. Balshav Shah, that Rashi Shitan Ar Gemara was like the Ravid, and the Rash was like the Ramban. Rash writes, the Gemara can't be referring to Ashtari Yischaivos. Ashtari Yischaivos is no good at all when it comes to Kedushin. Agid Gabe. The Ravid maintains, no, Ashtari Yischaivos would be good for Kedushin. Mashkon is no good because Mashkon cannot create a Yischaivos at all. So according to Ramban the Rashba, that cannot be the theme of our Gemara. Shtar Yischaivos is not going to work when it comes to Kedushin, not going to work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh. We're talking about a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan certainly works when it comes to Kedushin, but also a Chiddush HaHavamina that would work when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh, even though there's no Tzmura, there's no Hachalafa, there's no Zetach Hazen. So the machlokis between the Ramban and the Ravid is whether one can create the Yischaivos al yedei mashka. There is an important deal that the Nesiva says, Simon Ayin Beis, and this is based on the Gemara Psachim and Daf Lamed Aleph. That's where the Gemara tells us the following chiddush that Baal Chov Kone Mashka. At times, right, the Lova will present the Mava with the Mashka. And the Torah tells us that under certain conditions, right, the Balchov, the Mava, should see to it that he returns that Mashka to the Lova because he's in need. And Ulchati a Tzedakah. Well, the fact that it's called a Tzedakah indicates that Balchov Kone Mashka. What exactly does that mean, Balchov Kone Mashka? What exactly does that mean? So the Nesivos points out in Siman Ayin Beis, the Chiddush of Yitzchak, Baal Chov Kone Mashka, has a couple of possible nafkaminas. One nafkamina the Nesivos writes is the following. Back in what we've discussed, in Psachim, when a Baal Chov is golden, a certain amount, let's say, is owed, I lend you money, and there's a shibud. You don't pay me, and I collect my shibur. The Gemara has the machlokas between Abayi and Rava, whether that via is mikanala abahu gove, or whether it's the mafreya who gove. When a baal chov is gove, gvia sa shibudim, mikanala haba, or is that the mafreya? Rava maintains that generally speaking, a baal chov is mikanala abahu gove. You owe me money, right? You don't pay. I seize, right? At that time that I am gove, at that point in time, I was kona that item. There was no prior kinyan. And Abai maintains that's not true. Baal chov is l'mafreya hu gove. That's the second of Lamed Imsachim. Baal chov is l'mafreya hu gove. L'mayna afkamina. Let's assume, for example, that before Gviya, the malva was makdish that chayfas. I know that I lent you money, and I know you're not going to pay me, and I have a shibud. It's only a matter of time until I am going to secure your karka, your chayfas, and I am makdish. Is that hektish chal, or is it not chal? That's what the Gemara says, that if you assume that balchol is mikanala habahu gove, in such a case it's not chal. It's only yours mishas gviya. It's not yours from the time of the shibut, from the time of the yischaivos. And Abai disagrees and says that's not true, that a baal chov mikana lahabahu gove. If there's a shibut, it's a form of a kinyan. And therefore, I have a kinyan lachatzayin and a chayfet, obviously. Right? The kinyan only starts to express itself if you don't pay. If you pay when the loan is due, I have no right. But when you don't pay, it turns out that that was mine, mishas halva, not mishas gviya. Right? The Ritva will tell us a little bit later in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel and Beis that a shibud, the term the Ritva uses, is a kinyan lachatzayim. It's not just simply I have a right. It's much more than that. Right? That is considered to be mine. That's shibud. There's a kinyan lachatzayim. In Machlokas, in Abayin Rabba, how does that express itself? Mikanal hava, or is it the mafreya? So Rabba maintains it's only mikanal hava. The Nesivas narrates the following chiddush: Siman Ayin Beis, Bamed Dvaram Amurim. Then Rabba maintains that Balchov mikanal hava gova. That's if there is no mashkan. If there is a mashkan, however, then even Rabba agrees that Balchov kona mashkan, and therefore mafreyahu govin. The machlokas is a shibud bli mashkan. If there is a mashkan, that mashkan is considered. We'll have to see what this means to an extent, the embodiment of the chol, and therefore that is considered already to be knuyah lamalve b'shas ha'ischaivos, not b'shas ha'gvias. And therefore, if there is a mashkan, and the malva would be makdish the chayfetz, that is considered to be chal. That's one of the Nesivus writes, an issue of Balchov Kona Mashkal. Then the Nesivus writes the following. Another nafkamina is our issue. Is our issue. And that is, can you create ihischaivus al yedei mashkal? Our issue gufa. Can you create the ischaivus al yedei mashkal? I go in and I say, I owe you X amount of money, and I present you with a mashkal. Is there a shibud? Is there ischaivus? And the Nesivus writes, that's a function of Balchov Kona Mashkan. If you hold Balchov Kona Mashkan, then yes, that's considered to be a form of a matan malus. That's a hakna. And therefore you can get ischaivus al yedei zeh. If you assume that a Balchov is not Kona Mashkan, then again, that's Dvar Ba'alma. It's not considered to be chav whatsoever. What have you done in order to consummate as a maisa kinyan to create the hischaivus? You've given a mashkan. Is that meaningful or is that not? Those are the two nafkaminas the Nesiva says. So one nafkin about chav kona mashkan, mafrehu gova, the other is yitziras ha hischaivus al yedei mesiras ha mashkan. That's the Nesiva's second nafkamin. We'll see on Daf Ches and Beis over the following. So, don't we assume Balchov yes kona mashkan? We just said, isn't this machlokas between the Ramban and the Ravid? Whether you can create ischaivos al yedei mesiras hamashkan. This is machlokas Rishonim. But what do you mean? Rav Yitzchak says himself him that Balchov is kona mashkan, and the Nesivus writes Balchov kona mashkan means you can create ischaivos. No, the Ramban writes you can create ischaivus al yedei mashkan. The Ravid writes that what do you mean? You can't create ischaivus al yedei mashkan. So how does the Ravid understand what Rabbi Yitzchak says? The Balchov kona mashkan. How do you put this together? So a further, this is a lengthy discussion in the Shach in Siman Ayin Beis, but very Siman. What exactly does Rabbi Yitzchak mean when Rabbi Yitzchak says Balchov kona mashkan? What type of mashkan are we referring to? Because you can have the two different cases of mashkan. You can have a mashkan which is b'shas halva, and you can have a mashkan which is shalo b'shas halva. Shalo b'shas halva means b'shas tira'on. When does the lova give this mashkan to the malva? One can envision two very different possibilities. One possibility is at the time of the hischaivos. The malva performs the matan maos, gives the thousands of dollars to lova, and the lova gives the malva mashkan. That's one possibility. The other possibility is the following, that no, the loan is due, the loan is called, and the malva says, okay, pay up. And the malva says, right, you don't have, give me something, give me some collateral at that time. And at that moment, b'shas gmiya, b'shas piron, that's when the lova presents the malva with a mashkan. The Shach points out there might be a world of difference between Mashkam Bishas Halva as opposed to Bishas Peron. The Shach quotes three different shittas. Shita number one, the Shach quotes, is that of the Ra'avan. Then when do we assume Rav Yitzchak's Chiddush that Baal Chov Kona Mashkam? That is only Shalom Bishas Halva. That's the Shita of the Ra'avan. Ravan bases himself on the Gemara Shavuos and Daf Mem Dalet. Baal Chov Kona Mashka is only Bishas Tera'o. The Shach continues and quotes the Ramban in the Mochamos and Shavuos and Daf Mem Dalet that no, Baal Chov Kona Mashka is Bishas Halva, a Fila Bishas Halva. Not only Bishas Tera'o, Bishas Halva Baal Chov is Kona Mashka. And then the Shach quotes a third shita, and that is the shita Satosos, also based on Sugin Shavuos Daf Mem Dalet. We'll have to see what this means. This detail is not our sugya directly now, and that is Bishas Halva Olim Shibudei. Bishas Halva, something is accomplished. Shalom Bishas Halva, that is a Kinyan Gama. There is a kinyan achatzayim which is b'shas halva, b'shas peron. See, it's more stubborn to assume b'shas peron. There's a much greater possibility of kinyan. Hakei kaf that the Ravan writes the whole sugya of Baal Chov Kona Mashkam is only b'shas peron, not b'shas halva. When I gave you that mashkam b'shas halva, there was never an intent that you should be kone. That was just a safety measure. No, how do I know you're going to pay me? Well, I have this very valuable object. Hold it. You hold on to it. And don't return it to me until I pay you. Did I intend that Baal Chov Kona Mashkam? The Rabban writes that no. There's no hakna whatsoever. If it's Bishas Pira'on, then one could argue that, look, this is in lieu of payment. This is a form of payment. This is a type of Priya Sacho. In such a case, Baal Chov Kona Mashkam. So between those two extreme positions, the Ramban and the Ravan, Tosfos says they pshara. That Baal Chov Kona Mashkam to an extent, but the Kinyan Gomor is only B'shas Peron. So is there any relationship between these issues? The Nafkamina is the Nesivus when it comes to Baal Chov Kona Mashkam. Now 3 days in the Rishonim when Baal Chov was Kona Mashkam. And now our issue, Dav Dalet and Dav Ches, whether you can create the Hischaivus Al Yedei Mashkam. Yeah, so these issues are perfectly related, no? This is what the Yonis Elam writes. A very small contrast. Right? Yonis Elam points out the following Kiddush. This is Ramban, the Shita saying. This is our Ramban. You know why the Ramban assumes that you can create his Chayvus Ayidei Mashkam? Because the Ramban assumes that you can create his Chayvus Ayidei Mesiras HaMashkam. Why is that true? Because that's exactly the Chiddush of Yitzchak that Baal Chov Kona Mashkam. If that's true, why money in kan mashkan in kan? Despite the fact that Baal Chov Kona Mashkam, that's insufficient for Kedushin, not because it's meaningless. It's insufficient. You can create a Yitzchak beside the Mesir HaMashkam. Because the Baal Chov is Kona Mashkam. The problem is that the deal is not done yet. This is a stage. Now what? More is necessary. The actual Maos Saradayin Ogid Gabei. That's not good when it comes to Kedushin. Kedushin requires a full and outright Nesin, an absolute Matan Maos. You can create a Yitzchai Vasayide Mashkam, but it's a Dayin Ogid Gabei, and therefore that is no good. Well, if that's no good when it comes to Mashkam, that will not be good when it comes to the case of Shtar. Shtar can be used to create a Yischaivus, but Yischaivus is insufficient for Kesef Kedushin. You need a Matan Maos. And that's why, of course, the Shtar Yischaivus is insufficient. That's the Rashba writes in our Gemara. What's Rashi's Havamina? That this would be good when it comes to cases of pinyon, it works when it comes to Kedushin. Of course it doesn't work. Adayin Ogid Gabei. The Ravid sheet is you cannot create a Yischaivus Ayidei Mashkam whatsoever. Why is that true? Don't we assume that Balchov Konam Ashkam, the Chiddush of the Ravid is like the Ravan? But of course, Rav Yitzchak says Balchov is Konam Ashkam. But that's only a Mashkon, which is a form of Pira'on. When you have a Mashkon which is given to secure his chaibus, that is not Pira'on. When I say I will obligate myself to give you A, B, C, or D, and here is the Mashkon to hold, that is not a Pira'on. That's not Balchov Konam Ashkam. If under those conditions ain't Balchov Konam Ashkam, so then you're back to the case of money income, mashkin income, that's meaningless. That's nothing. However, if it was Yischaivos that was created al yidei shtar, which is a legitimate way of creating Yischaivos, so one could envision that perhaps that works when it comes to the case of Kedushin. There's no raya from the fact that mashkin doesn't work, that shtar does not work. Mashkin doesn't work because it's nothing. If mashkon works, you have to go into the further chiddush that matamos means, in a more literal sense, it can't be subject to the chisaron of adayin ogigabe. Those are the shitasis, the Rabban and the Ravid, that poshim shaz, my focus, Rashi and Rashba, and our sugi as well. When we do the sugi and abches, we'll have to see more than that. What exactly is mesiras hamashkon? But to this extent, right, these issues, what the Nesivos raises in Afkaminas, the Shach's three deos, right, the Mochamas and Shuas, that's exactly the Shitase. Right, the Ramban, the Ran quotes, the Daf Dalet of Yetzira Sei Yischaiva, Sayyidei Mashka. Perhaps one can even add the following. When we discussed Rashi Shitim, Sachim, and Daf Lamna Mabeis, but Hekdish Maskimi De Shibut, so Rashi pointed out there's a difference between Berak Abayis as opposed to cases of Kedusha Saguf. When do we assume that Hekdish is Mafkimidei Shibud? Only in cases of Kedusha Saguf. In Berak Abayis, that certainly is not true. Why? Why is that the case? Why, when it comes to Berak Abayis, do we assume that that cannot be? So we had two possibilities. One possibility was Boshev Shad and Tosos Reitz and Gittin Daf Mem. And that is that there's a form of pinyon. Just like pinyon works when it comes to Hekdish, so too, a Shibud is Mafkiyah made a Hekdish. That's what Tosos assumes. Tosa says, if it's true opinion, you can be poda kedushas damim. So a shibud is matkimid a shibud. You can't be poda kedushas aguf. So therefore, hektish is matkimid a shibud. That was Tosa's. Poshim shah. And Rashi said something else. Tosus doesn't make mention of that, but the Rashi himself in Bachlam and Ubeis gave a very different biur. Rashi said that the reason when it comes to Berak Abayis that the Shibud wins is not because the Shibud is a form of pinyon, but rather ein hekdesh or hekdesh. Because if I had a Shibud, the hekdesh was never found. And the obvious difficulty was, if the Hekdesh was never a Chal, why do you distinguish between Berak Abayis and Kedushas Aguf? Right? If the Hekdesh is Chal, the question is just simply that once Hekdesh is Chal, can it be Paka? So beautiful. Berak Abayis can be Paka al yidei pinyon, but not true when it comes to Kedushas Aguf. If you're telling me you never got that far, the Hekdesh was never a Chal, so how do you understand Hekdesh Mafkimei Yeshiva? The Hekdesh should never have been Chal. That's the Ktosha, the Ktos, in Kuf Yud Zayin, no? So the Ktos said a fascinating Kiddush. We mentioned this on earlier occasions, no? That what type of Bailus do you need in order to imakdish something? The Ktos writes, in Al Karchach, according to Rashi, the level of bialus necessary is different whether it's berakabayis or whether it's kedusha saguf. If it's berakabayis, that's straight mechira. I'm not to the chayfas tekdish. So therefore, you require full bialus shalom and brishusa. And that's what Rashi writes, that there's a prior shibud, ein hekdesh al hekdesh. If you have a shibud on my chayfas, I can't sell it to somebody else and ignore the shibud entirely. If I don't pay you, he's going to collect. How does he collect? You had no right to sell it. Hashenki, when it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, a great Chiddush in Rashi, that doesn't work through a Haknav Dinim Amanos. That's the Tosfos Bavakama I often quote, that if I involve a person steals something, he's Matishir, Yechayiv Dalet Vehei. Tosfos says the difference between Berakabayis and Kedushas HaGuf. If it's better kabayis, that's called the mechira. That's mechira. Mechira the hekdesh. If it's kedushas haguf, make karatur the ruvin, vahashatur the ruvin. It was yours before and it's yours now. The chiddush of Rashi Shita the Ketos explains you don't require full bialus when it comes to kedushas haguf. So again, the Gemara says in Pesachim and Aplamin, hekdesh is mafkim in a shibur. Rashi distinguishes between kedushas dami as opposed to better kabayis. And two possibilities. Parshim Shad is Tosus is beer. The Hekdish is Chal, but the Shibud is Mafkiya, just like Pidyon is Mafkiya. And Rashi is fancy beer, that's Napsha. In Berak Abayis, the Hekdish was never Chal, because you need Shalom and Bishusa. Mashenki, when it comes to Kudusha Saguf, you don't require Bishusa. Therefore, the Hekdish is Chal. It's a simple question. What drove Rashi to give this explanation? Why does Rashi himself in Aflamet have to give you this fancy biur, ein hekdesh or hekdesh? With the kash of the ktos, with the resolution of the ktos, with two halachos. Why not just some simple poshup shat with Tosus writes always? The Tosus getting up them. You know why Hekdesh is Mafkim in Shibud? Because when it comes to Berak Abayis, there's the concept of Pinyon. There's the concept of Pinyon. So maybe one could answer as follows. This is against what we said earlier. We gave Rayas to indicate from our Gemara that Pinyon Hekdesh works as a Maisa Kinyon, as a Hakna. Not as a chalipin, not as a tmura, not as zetach hazeh, a hatfasa, but rather simply, right, a kinyan. Rashi, that's the source of most kolos. Maybe one could argue, according to Rashi, not necessarily true. Yeah, Rashi writes it's the source of most kolos. That's true. The mechanism is one of a hakna. The mechanism is one of a hakna. However, Pinyan Hekdesh also requires a hatfasa, a tmura, a chalipin. You're right. How do you know that you can be poda Hekdesh? The vehicle is a Maisa Kinyan. So if an Asan HaKesef is a Maisa Kinyan, good, that serves as a source of most konos. Because the most in Konos, you're paying the Gizbar is meaningless. So the fact that that operates, you see that most Konos. But perhaps one could argue, according to Rashi, Pinyan Hekdesh is more than just simply a Maisa Kinyan. The tool, the vehicle is a Maisa Kinyan, but in terms of Chalos, a Hatfas is necessary. It's not coincidental that when you happen to give the Gizbar money, it so happens that the Kedusha is transferred from the Chafetz to the Damim. One could argue, according to Rashi, that's essential. So if that's true, perhaps with Kiyaga, that's why Rashi did not explain his Tosfos, but gives you this whole Chiddush, Ein Hekdesh O Hekdesh. What is Tosfos' assumption? If Pinyon, so too Shibud. Is that analogy correct? One could certainly distinguish between the two, no? What do you have in pidyon that you don't have when it comes to shibud? You know what the answer is? Atfasa. You don't have a zetach hazeh. In pinyon there's a zetach hazeh, no? I pay hekdish, and now the kedush is transferred from the chayfetz to the moz. Good. You have your atfasa. I was makdish a chayfetz, and all of a sudden the malvish shows up and says, you are makdish that chayfetz, I have a prior lien. Therefore what? The hekdish is paka, and the malva takes the chayfetz, and what becomes kodesh? Nothing. No, there's no chalip and there's no tmura. Perhaps Tosus is a chiddush. The Tosus assumes pinyan sotur shibud. That's true on the level of hakna. Shibud is also a kinyan b'miktas. But if you require some form of a tmura, some form of hatfasa, you have that in pinyan, but you don't have that when it comes to shibud. So how can you argue that in Berak Abayis the Shibud wins? How can the Shibud win? There's no Zetach Hazeh. No? What's the answer to that? That's Rashi's Bir, Reb Sachem, Daf Lamed. It's not that the Hekdesh wins because this is a form of Pidyon. That's not why the Shibud wins, rather. You know why the Shibud wins? Because it turns out you had no right to be Makdish the Chayfetz. If the Hekdesh would be Chal, the Kedusha cannot be Paka Bichdi without a Hatfasa. And if you're telling me there is such a case, that Shibud prevails, it cannot be viewed as a step 3, but rather, it was never Chal. Not that it's Chal, and there's a pinyon, and Shibud is a form of pinyon. No, there's no hatfasa. It must be that if the Baal Chov has a Shibud, you are not entitled to Makdish and Chayfetz whatsoever. And then the Ktosus Kashin, what about Kedusha Zaguf? So the beautiful Chiddush, that there must be a difference between Bailus, which is needed for Kedusha Zaguf, as opposed to Bailus for Kedusha Zamim. No? Maybe that's exactly why Rashi gave this Birim Sachman Aflamin against what we would have thought is Pashup Shan Tosus. How is that relevant at all to us? The Rashba writes, when the Gemara says that Shtar works, when it comes to Pidyon, that's what I would have thought. Shtar works when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh. But no, the Pasuk goes out of its way and tells us that's not true. But one would have thought that a shtar could function when it comes to pidyon hekdesh. If not for a Pasuk, v'nosam ha-kesev, the kesev yes and nothing else, shtar no. You would have thought that a shtar would work when it comes to pidyon hekdesh. What type of shtar would work when it comes to pidyon hekdesh? Rashi says a shtar is chayos. Rashba says, Ashtar Yischaivos. No, the Gemara is contrasting with Kedushin. Ashtar Yischaivos doesn't work when it comes to Kedushin either. So it must be referring to Ashtar Kinyin. Ashtar Kinyin, which works when it comes to Kedushin, I would have thought works when it comes to Pidyon Hekdesh, if not for the Pasuk. Good. So he points out one level, a pretty fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Rashba, whether Ashtar Yischaivos works when it comes to Kedushin. But now the flip side. The Rashba envisions that we would have thought that a shtar kinyan works when it comes to pidyon hekdesh. How can a shtar kinyan work when it comes to pidyon hekdesh? What's the kasha? There's no zetach hazeh. There's no hatfasa. You give hekdesh a shtar, and what? Like it's ishus? And that al yedei shtar, the hekdesh is released? And where does it go? Elamai, the answer is, that was our fifth raya, that Hekdesh doesn't require a hatfasa, just a kinyan lahafkia. But if one should assume that the reason Rashi does not assume Pashav Shan in that Gemara, in Gittin and Psachim, is because Rashi writes you need a hatfasa when it comes to pidyon hekdesh. True, it can derive most konos because the tool, the vehicle, is a maisa kinyan, but its chalos is through a hatfasa. then I'll tell you Rashi can agree with the Rashba in that other direction. How do you envision a hava, mina, of a shtar kinyan working when it comes to hekdish? A shtar kinyan? Al yidei v'nosan biyada? So the kedushin is dissolved, and al yidei v'nosan l'gizbor, the hekdish is dissolved. Where did the hekdish go? Yenira hakfasa. That's what Rashi says. He can understand shibud in the simple pshat that shibud is a form of pinyan. So perhaps that's Rashi the Shitasai. Rashi had to understand the Gemara in terms of the shtar yischaivos. If there's a shtar yischaivos and there is a matamos, then perhaps one could suggest that that would serve eventually as a zetah chazeh. That's what the pasuk says. No, it must be an immediate zetah chazeh. But a shtar kinyan. There's no hava minyan that would work when it comes to the case of binyan. See, if this is true, the Rashi is in a l'shitasi, and how Rashi understands the Gemara, the Rashba's l'shitasi in terms of the Rashba's understanding of manein kan, mashkanein kan, and the further chiddush that itself is rooted in how you understand the chiddush of Yitzchak, the Baal Chav Kona Mashkan. Whether Baal Chav Kona Mashkan is even b'shas halva, or it's only b'shas peron. If you hold it b'shas peron, that means you can't create a hischayv v'sayidei mashkan whatsoever. Only if there was a prior hischayvus and a mashkan is given for payment, then you assume the b'al chav kona mashkan. In other words, that would not work. That's the possible chiddush. Assuming why Rashi understands the Gemara this way, as opposed to Rashba, the link between Rasug and Daf Dalet and Daf Hey, right, the link to that of Avkim and Ishibud, and also the Chiddush of Yitzchok and Balchol Konamashka. Right, take a look at these Makoros to see how in fact they're related. When we do the Sugi and Daf Ches, we'll have to see more detail. And take a look at that Yonas Eilim, you'll see he quotes the Shem Reb Chaim, that Mashkon at times is considered to be the embodiment, right, the personification of the Chol. I'd love to see exactly what that means. Is it possible to transfer a chol al yedei mistira samashka? Right, let's continue. Was regular shiur? Regular schedule? Everything? Okay, fine.